This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
Now, you might remember last year I spoke about the sale of a piece of land containing Cumberland Plain woodland at Doonside in Sydney's west. Blacktown City Council opposed the sale of the site owned by the New South Wales Department of Education. The New South Wales government sold it despite Rob Stokes acknowledging, as the minister when he was Environment Minister, that the site contained critically endangered Cumberland Plain woodland. The last we heard, it got passed in at auction, but negotiations were continuing. The land has now been sold, and Blacktown City Council has been given approval by Rob Stokes, who's now the Planning Minister, to apply to have it zoned for environmental use with some minor low-rise development. Now, they're calling it a major victory. I wanted to talk to the Mayor out there, Stephen Barley. He's on the line. G'day, Stephen.
G'day, Ray. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, it seems complicated. It's been sold by private treaty after it was passed in at auction. But now you're able to determine that it's zoned for environmental use. Now, how does that fit in with the fact that it was sold to a private company?
Well, I suppose the private company should have known at the time, if they listened to your program and all the controversy was around, that the council was progressing for an environmental zoning on the land. And that some part of it, as you said on your program, may be able to be redeveloped for housing, but the vast majority of site is for environmental. So it would have been on any public record if they looked it up.
Sure.
So they bought it a few million dollars below the reserve price. So obviously one can say that they factored in the risk and bought it. So beware.
What was the reserve at the time?
From memory, it was about $7 million.
So what, they bought it for what, $3 to $4 million?
I believe it was probably higher than that, around the $4 to $5 million.
$4 to $5 million.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I heard figures around $5 million.
So how big's the site again?
Well, you got me on that one. I just forgot off the top of my head.
Well, let's do it this way then. How much of it can be now used to build low-rise developments on?
Well,
or are you going to determine that?
Well, we're going for a public exhibition, which is just being released as we speak. So there'll be a small area on the western side that can be released, probably 9 to 12 housing blocks, and the rest of the site needs to be saved.
Okay, 9 to 12. Well, it's hard to imagine with 9 to 12 blocks they're going to get their $5 million back.
Well, they can put in a submission to the process. But if they would have sent out people to analyse the land, then they would have realised that the vast majority of the land was covered by the trees. So essentially, you know, they still got the right to for themselves put a submission in. We'll go through the public process, submit it to the minister, and the minister has the final say. So hopefully the minister sees what, you know, obviously there's a lot of environmental reports we need to get.
Sure. But given Rob Stokes, who's the planning minister, has given it back to you for approval, you know, in relation to the environmental use, with some minor low-rise development, it looks like the speculator may have speculated a little too well.
Yeah, well, there's the commercial people from time to time. I'm sure you and I have made wrong decisions when we buy things, especially at Christmas time when you go. There's always a shop next door. It's a bit cheaper when you buy things. But, look, we're happy to talk to the developer and try to work out some type of compromise. And we've actually sent letters off to them to say, please come and see us. But if we're going to arrange something, then so be it. But predominantly, the core area that has trees has to be protected. So we'll have a look at different options. And once we've gone through that process, then it goes back to the minister.
Yeah, look, I've just had a look at my records. It was 3 hectares, which is about 7.5 acres. And you say the best they can do is 9 to 12 building blocks, and the rest is part of that Cumberland Plain woodland, which is endangered. So the vast majority of it will retain for community use.
Exactly. So, well, with your support, it's been great that the minister has seen his wisdom to review the zoning of the area. It's something that we've been advocating for years, actually, when the LEP was being developed and the schools put forward to rezone it for residential. We said back then that it should be a special zoning, environmental zoning on it.
Okay. Well, I've got to go, Steve. The news is going to beat us, but that's good news.
Thanks very much.
Stay in contact with me, okay?
It's a good win. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Barley, the Blacktown Mayor, so a win for the local community.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi Car Insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134 007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.